From the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida, you are listening to the Diz Unplugged. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Diz Unplugged Roundtable Discussion for the week of May 31st, 2011. I'm John Magi. I'll be your host this week, and I'm joined in the studio by our Orlando team. Scott Smith, Kathy Werling, Julie Martin, Corey Martin, Kevin Close, and Max the Intern back in the Peanut Gallery. This episode, this segment of the Diz Unplugged, Kevin Close has a restaurant re-review for us. He went to Boma at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. We had some folks staying at the Animal Kingdom Lodge a little while ago, and they came back with a not-so-good review, and Kevin decided to do a re-review for us. So take it away, Kevin.
Actually, it's even more involved than that. One of our contributors to the Diz, Jack Bergen, who's JCB on the boards, let me know that his daughter and her new husband were on their honeymoon. We're going to be on their honeymoon in Walt Disney World, and asked if I would want to have dinner with them. And so we went and met Abby and Mackenzie Hart for dinner. Well, we had to go through a whole thing. I said, Jack, are they going to be creeped out that two old guys are joining them on their honeymoon? I didn't want to like intrude. And no, they're listeners also. So we joined them at Boma. They had heard what you guys had to say and wanted to know what John and I thought. So that's why we went back and tried it. And Boma is the buffet restaurant in the Animal Kingdom Lodge, and it runs $36 a person, $35.99 for adults for dinner, and about $15.99 for kids. Now, this is one of those things that has seasonal pricing, so it might go up or down a dollar or two depending on when you're going. After listening to what you guys thought of Boma, we decided that we had to see for ourselves. There were four of us for dinner, and I am of the belief, I'm kind of surprised at Boma's popularity. I think Boma is a tough sell. There's a lot of stuff on that menu that's really kind of has an unusual flavor to it. The other thing is, I think the selection is rather limited. The night we were there, it was prime rib. And I had asked you about a salmon dish that I had really liked. They used to have a salmon that was covered with a mustard sauce and crushed pistachios.
They had that when we were
there. I thought was really good. The other night we were there, they had a salmon that was covered with a lemon orange citrus butter. It looked like the fish had been frosted. And I thought that was not nearly as good as the one with the mustard and the pistachios. They also had their ancho-flavored ribs while we were there. What did you think of the prime rib? I'm not a fan of prime rib.
I thought the prime rib was excellent. I mean...
I don't like prime rib.
We have a completely different opinion of this restaurant. I love this restaurant. It's one of the few places where you can get something that's truly, truly different. That and Jiko, there's flavors you won't find anywhere else in Walt Disney World. I went back several times to the buffet. I think it's great.
It's been a very long time since we've been.
I've never enjoyed it any time we've been, though.
I'll tell you this. We sat there, and I said to Kevin, I am surprised at how many people are in this restaurant and how popular it is because it is so different.
My seat actually faced the buffet. So I was watching people, and without a doubt, the two lines that were the longest, Boma is set up with, instead of being one long buffet line, there are pods. And if you go on the Diz homepage, you can find the whole description of how this is set up. Boma means meeting place or eating place in African.
Whatever.
So it's... You don't have to wait in a single line to start the buffet and follow everyone down. There, you can jump into this buffet line at different places. The single two longest lines were when people first got their plates and went to where the carving station was. And then the other longest line was at the kids section where they had macaroni and cheese. And they didn't have chicken fingers this time. They had actual chicken wings.
In the carving station, they had the other parts of the chicken. So they had like a roasted chicken, which was the thighs and the breast and the legs. Right. Not the legs, but then in the children's section, that's where they put the legs.
Right. Kind of they used all the chicken. After that, there was a starch pod where there was different kinds of starches. And then there is the soup area. Now, I am a firm believer that I can get my money's worth. I don't want to make it sound like I came out of Boma hungry, but pretty much I eat soup and hummus while I'm there. They have three different kinds of hummus. They have a white bean and sun-dried tomato hummus. They have a black olive hummus. And then there's a third type, and I apologize, I've forgotten the name of it. But I enjoy those. I like hummus, and they have this really, really thin flatbread, which is quite good with the hummus. And then there are four or five soups, and I had one the other night. It was a coconut curry chicken chowder, which is unbelievably good. And they have another soup called mulligatawny, which is my favorite, and that's on a rotating basis. The menu changes. Like, for instance, the lady told me that mulligatawny is on Monday and Thursday, and we happen to be there on a Sunday night. So that meant we got the prime rib and the ancho ribs also. Other nights there's a flat steak, like a London broil type steak, and other soup choices. After that, I don't find a whole lot at Boma that I find appealing. There's one whole section with salads, and one of the salads was watermelon and feta. There was a pickled watermelon rind. They also have a salad bar, which is fairly limited in my opinion. It's basically a couple different types of lettuce and salad dressing. And then there's a dessert section. And again, while I don't leave Boma hungry because I can make a meal out of soup and hummus, it's $37 for soup and hummus. Yeah.
And that's going to, you can, three good deep chuckles and you're going to burn that off. So, I mean, you know, soup and hummus is not much to sustain you.
They had a basmati rice, and I'm not going to get the name right, of this tomato-based dish that you put over the rice.
With paneer cheese in it. Paneer cheese is the one that they also serve at Sanaa. And when
it doesn't melt.
The first time we were at Sanaa, the man explained to us that paneer cheese doesn't melt. It stays in its shape. It just doesn't melt. So I had a funny experience. I was standing there and I was reading the descriptions and I was kind of talking to myself. And I said that, you know, there was this tomato sauce with paneer cheese. And I was reading it out loud and this woman got really indignant and she put her hands on her hips and she looks at me and she says, "Are you talking to me?" I thought, I wasn't. I really wasn't. She kind of surprised me and pulled me out of what I was doing.
There's another guest.
And if I was it that really that a bad thing? So apparently you're supposed to put this sauce and paneer cheese over the basmati rice. John thought that was great.
I thought I loved it. I thought it was so good.
I'm usually a fan of rice.
Now, one of the things that really Abby pointed out to us, she said she and her dad had found the recipe for it online, was they have a peanut rice, which was quite good. It had a sort of Thai flavor to it, but it was basically rice and peanut butter.
Oh.
What really surprises me about this restaurant is if you sit and watch the people, I would think that maybe people think, okay, it's a buffet, I'm going to go try it out. And then they get there and they think, oh, I really don't like it. People are going up 5, 6, 7 times.
They're trying to find something they really like.
No, I think they're going up because they like it.
I don't
think they're trying everything so they find something.
I'm amazed. It was very, very crowded the night we were there. There was a huge group of people waiting for tables to empty. Everybody had a beeper. Every seat in the restaurant, and Boma's a big restaurant. And I'm surprised at the amount of children that are in there. I would think Boma would be...
Well, they have a section for children that's
right,
like
right, but it's chicken wings. No, it's chicken wings.
Yeah, there was no nuggets. You would think there were tenders or nuggets. There wasn't. There were the wings. There was
and
a macaroni
and cheese. And mashed potatoes.
Right, mashed potatoes.
See.
But... I was watching the kids, and the kids were not going for that. The kids were going for other stuff. So I don't know if it's, like Kevin said, they're trying to find something they would like or if they really liked it.
Abby and Mackenzie, I asked their opinion over and over and over again. And I think they were both, as a matter of fact, they're both, Mackenzie's about to graduate from college, and Abby has got another year of college. And I said, so what do you think of this? And Mackenzie said, I usually live in a dorm and eat at the school, so this is okay.
See, when we went there, I wasn't even into lamb yet. I mean, my tastes have changed dramatically over the years. So, I mean,
you had lamb epiphany?
I did. I must have. I must have, because when I went there, I know they had it on the buffet, and I thought it was the worst thing I've ever tasted. I thought it was gamey, but I'm so into it now that I'll probably have a whole new appreciation for this buffet before and this style of food.
Before you go back to those two guys, one of the things about the carving station is they have sauces for the prime rib. Again, very exotic. Like, we put horseradish on prime rib. That's a big thing in America. They had all these different sauces, which I thought were fantastic. So,
okay. So I kept trying to get them to tell me what they thought. And it took some wording. And I would say, I finally said, listen, Mackenzie hasn't been to Disney World since he was 10. So it's a good long time. And he kept saying to me, this is okay. And I kept saying, that's not good enough for a review. I can't go back and tell people you said it was okay. I need something more in-depth. So after a couple of questions, I said, let me ask you something. In all of the places that you've eaten in Disney World, if you were coming back now, would you make a reservation to come here? And his response was no. Abby, however, said, listen, I have sort of an emotional attachment to this restaurant. We've been coming here a long time. I have some great memories of it. And she seemed to enjoy that part of it. But getting him to finally come down to, would you eat here again? He said, not if I had, no.
He was not wanting to offend her because he knew how much she liked it.
Exactly. They're a charming, charming couple. Amazing kids. But I guess that's how I feel about it. I had a very enjoyable evening. These were great people to meet. It was great to hear what their ideas about Disney World was. They're a good deal younger than John and I. They're still in college. So it was really interesting to see what they thought. But I kind of boil down to that same thing. If I wasn't going to meet someone else, I would never pick Boma as a place to go out to dinner. I sit home and I say to John, you want to go to GECO?
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that I think about going there. Boma would never be my choice to just...
Each of our times at Boma, we've been with other people. It wasn't our choice.
Right.
And I have to say
I think
this.
We've only been once.
I thought we'd been twice. And I thought it was once with Pete and once with your family.
I think their desserts are awful. They're the worst desserts.
The big thing is, and they tell you about this when you sit down, you have to try our zebra domes. Mm-hmm. And I it's one of those things that I don't understand. I don't think they're that good.
Well, and that's one of those things that's you can get anywhere else in the Animal Kingdom Lodge. You can go over to the food court anytime and buy a package of them. It's not a special thing.
What is it?
It's like a moussey consistency.
It has some Kahlua in it.
And it has Kahlua, and it's a little shaped like a dome.
Now, I found they had an apple.
Is it black and white?
Yeah.
Well, black and beige. Yeah.
Well, they call it a zebra, so I'm just assuming.
It's not really white. It's more of got, there's like a coffee color to the white part of it, and like a dark chocolate over the top of it. They had an apple crumble with a vanilla sauce to pour over the top of it, like a baked apple.
That sounds good.
That was good. And they had, now I like bread pudding. John gets completely skeeved out by the idea of bread pudding.
Why would you moisten your bread? I don't understand.
I totally get that.
I spend my time keeping my bread dry.
But you like onion soup, right? French onion soup, like at...
Yeah, but I push the bread aside and eat the cheese. Scrape the cheese off the bread.
They had a banana caramel bread pudding that I thought was really good. Then they have all these little tiny, like individual bite-sized desserts. We found one that was made with peanut butter, like a little peanut butter tart that was quite tasty. However, they had one made out of passion fruit. And I watched Abby try it, and she kind of pushed it to the other side of her plate. So... once she was done, Mackenzie said, can I try that? And I said to him, don't eat the yellow one. He said, why? I said, it's made out of passion fruit. And he said, what's wrong with that? I said, it's going to make those veins that run down each side of your neck clench up and you're not going to be able to swallow. So he kept telling me that I was crazy, and he was trying all the different things. He was trying to decide what he was going to go up to the buffet and get for himself. And he tried the passion fruit, little passion fruit tartlet thing. And he looks at me and he goes, absolutely right. Don't eat the yellow one. So it was great fun having dinner with them. I enjoyed getting to know them. I don't think anybody sat there and thought, this is awful. I don't want to make it sound like that. This is not a bad thing. I think a lot of my, it has to do with personal, I don't like prime rib. They changed the fish that I really liked.
I could eat prime rib all day.
Was so good. It was done just perfect.
See, with any buffet, I go and I'm so gluttonous when I go to a buffet because I feel like I need to justify what I paid in addition to what Julie is not eating.
He's gluttonous not at a buffet.
I was just going to say to him, I've been to Texas Day Brazil, and they still talk about you.
I was justifying
with
Julie.
Pictures on the wall with the line right through it in a circle.
Are you with Corey again? And the chicken that John was talking about, it was fine, but it's chicken. It didn't taste any different than chicken.
I also think for you two, sitting in that restaurant with Chico being across the hall, it's kind of like torture.
I kept saying to Abby and Mackenzie, you know, we could be eating a Chico. And I thought, so the other thing is, and I thought at first it's me, I've become the crotchety old man. I said we were talking about what we thought about the restaurant at the end. We kind of did a review at the table. I said, I find this restaurant extremely loud and extremely chaotic. And the tables, I seem to remember the tables being further apart. I think they've added tables to fit more people into this restaurant. So it's a constant stream of people going back and forth to the buffet. And I said, this is not really my idea of a good dining experience. It's way too loud. There's not enough stuff to sort of dampen the noise. And I don't know whose idea it was, but at the hostess station, they have a series of bongo drums.
Oh.
Which they hand out, you would think, to children. However, when we were leaving the restaurant, there was a man, I would guess to be in his 30s, sitting on a bench and just pounding away on a bongo drum. And I was looking at him, and he wasn't like he was involved in it. It was just he was making noise. And I thought, I probably am going to get in trouble if I snatch that away from him.
I noticed a couple of times when we would walk by there, they had cast members sitting there playing the drums, and it was obvious they had no idea what they were doing, but they were taught a pattern to play over and over and over. And, like, I don't know if they're scheduled, like, okay, it's 3 o'clock, now I have to go sit and play this drum for 20 minutes.
I used to live next door to somebody who had a basketball hoop out in front of their house, and he insisted that the time to play was at 11:30 at night.
Oh, great.
And it's one of those things that when you're trying to go to sleep and someone's bouncing a basketball outside your bedroom window, that's kind of how the bongo drums, after a while, got to be. And you'd think, this is not conducive to dining. It's conducive to not being able to hear your children.
You guys are so off base. This was tryouts for African Idol.
This is other people. John sees it as an experience with flavors you can't get anyplace else. I see it as you can go to Chico and get those flavors across the hall. Scott's told you can get those flavors in Mara, where you don't have to put up with this. I think it's expensive. In my opinion, it's expensive for soup and hummus. Abby seemed to like it. Once I finally got Mackenzie to stop comparing it to dorm food, he kind of came along with me and said, no, I wouldn't come back here, but I enjoyed what I had. And there's our review. It's kind of a mixed bag. It's one of those things that if, you know, as Corey seems to like being able to get up and down and eat his weight in
whatever
prime rib, this might be the place for you if you're...
It sounds like you and I need to go to Chico, and they can go to Boma. Right.
I like everything about Chico.
I would like a mix of both. I would like to go to Chico and sit down, but then go to Boma and get
some other
stuff.
You could try different things. Right.
I'm not a fan of actually like having to go and get my own food. If I want to go get my own food, I'm going to eat at home.
That's a valid point. There are a lot of people out here, a lot of people who hate buffets. Kevin's
mom hated
buffets. She wouldn't refuse to go to anything.
I hardly ever get up more than once.
Yep.
That's probably why Ohana is so popular, because you don't have to get up.
People bring the stuff to your table.
And Texas like Day Brazil.
Right.
But see, I don't do the meat usually. I do the salad buffet, whatever it is.
I have to make up for that.
I absolutely agree with you. And if completely off course, if you're not one of those people who's a carnivore, if you ever decide to try Texas Day Brazil, you can opt for just the salad bar, and it's about half the price.
And it's not just salad.
No, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, I keep saying to him every once in a while, would you like to go to Texas Day Brazil? Because I think the salad bar is spectacular. I mean, it's everything you can imagine on a salad bar.
And if you want to do the full thing, go to their website, sign up for their email. They'll give you a coupon right away.
Exactly. Getting back to it, thanks, Jack, for setting this up. We enjoyed meeting your kids, and that's our re-review of BOMA. It's kind of, I can't say yes or no. It's one of those things you're going to have to go make your own decision.
Mm-hmm. I'm also really curious about their breakfast. I know they do breakfast there, and then they close down for lunch and then do dinner.
I get the feeling that breakfast doesn't have the African influence.
Right.
I imagine it's the same standard breakfast buffet you could pretty much find anywhere.
What do people eat for breakfast in Africa?
Not a clue.
Kathy?
We ate normal food.
Kathy?
Click, click, woo had eggs for breakfast.
No.
Lamb omelet.
Gross.
A what omelet?
A lamb omelet.
Pull.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much for that.
Thanks, Abby and Mackenzie. I know they're listening.
Thank you, Kevin, for that re-review of BOMA. That'll do it for this segment of the Diz Unplugged. We are going to have some other segments coming up for you. We hope you listen to all of them. Corey Martin and Scott Smith are going to tell us about their experience at the press event for American Idol. And Kathy had a chance to check out the parade that day as well, so she's going to talk to us about that. Corey and Julie Martin talk with us about their recent experience flying with young children and share some advice for parents. The Disneyland team has a whole podcast for you where they talk about Disneyland stuff. And Pete, Walter, and Teresa apparently recorded their own podcast for their Adventures by Disney Barcelona Escape Package add-on. So we hope you tune in and tune back in and
Stay tuned
and listen to all those other segments. But that'll do it for this segment for the Diz Unplugged Roundtable.